Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. Our host, Dr. Russ Moyer, will be with you shortly sharing an anointed message of hope and transformation. The principal source of love is God Himself, and His greatest expression of love was sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, pure and holy, as a sacrificial lamb to die on the cross to redeem all of mankind. Dr. Russ will take you on a deeper understanding of this wonderful power that will aid you as you walk toward your destiny.
That was so wonderful. I can't tell you how much Pastor Maeve and I appreciate that and the love that you have here and how it makes us feel, not just when we're here, but when we travel and we're other places. Our intercessors, absolutely appreciate you so much, the way you pray for all of us and engage the Lord for healing and hope through these difficult seasons we've been in lately. We have a tremendous intercessory prayer team. Give them a great big hand. And I love the prophetic flow that's in this house. You know, the Lord put a message on my heart that I actually didn't even put together until this morning at the kitchen table. So I know nobody knows what was on my heart, but just the people that were there. And my message this morning is going to be about honor and honor's reward and the blessing of honor and what it can do for us and how it positions us and sets us up. So we want to wish you a happy new year and a prosperous new year, a healthy new year. We really feel in our hearts that in the midst of everything that's going on around us, God is going to bless His remnant people. He's got His hand of favor on His people, and we're going to see in the midst of this some of the greatest miracles, some of the greatest breakthroughs that we've ever seen in our lives. Some of us, like myself, not many have been around as long as I have around this house right now, maybe one or two, but we have seen some miraculous things. And I'll tell you what, the best is yet to come. I really believe that. I really, really believe that. I want to welcome all of you online, as well as we're pressing into some new things that we're doing online to actually engage our online. The folks that have been joining us online have pretty much just been watching, but here in 2023, we're going to begin to engage them and step into a place of having online church for the people who aren't able to get out and people that follow us in different nations and even different parts of the country here that are in a place where they really can't attend church. We don't want it to conflict with local church because Pastor Maeve and I and our team here totally believe in local church. I mean, we've birthed local churches. We know God blesses local churches. But we also understand the hearts in this moment and season and some of the difficulties with restrictions and other things that are going on around the world, that there are people that are just, they need to connect online. We don't just want them to view, we actually want to engage them and pastor them online. So, you know, we have a lot of folks that are with us in other countries and in Canada and the western part of the nation, in the Arctic, and other places where they're not really necessarily engaged. And we just want to connect with them. And we're going to have a pastoral team and staff, both here in the United States and Canada, that are actually going to pastor them online. And they're actually going to mentor them and disciple them right online. So they actually have a pastoral experience. So they actually have a church experience, not just coming on to view, to entertain, but actually to engage in what will be like an online local church type format. You know, last night it was a beautiful night, the watch night service that was here. And, you know, we left the tables up. This was the first time we actually, I think, had a fellowship event in this room. And isn't it beautiful? Wonderful to see the way it was beautiful last night. I want to thank our whole team, everybody. You guys did an absolutely wonderful job. You know, our sound and video and the setup people, everybody on the whole team, you guys are just amazing. And the way you come together and you know, bless one another and bless the community. I couldn't be more proud to be your pastor than I am. Honestly, it's a real honor for me to to see what God's doing in your life and the changes that he's bringing forth. And I know some of the change is uncomfortable, at times even unpleasant. But you know, God always has a higher motive. And in his heart, he's interested in our heart. He's always working things together for good. Whether the circumstances come from the environment, from government, from an outright attack of the enemy, he turns everything around for our good and for his glory. He's hard at work on our behalf right now. But I want to thank the Dwelling Place family. And you know, you are Covenant Church here in the U.S., our hub here in the U.S. And last night while we were here at a couple of the hubs in Canada and then also in other gatherings and home churches, small churches all around North America and other parts of the world, people gathered and did the same sort of thing that we've done with prophetic words and people sharing their heart for the moment and testimonies and their feelings of what God's going to do. So I want you to know that you have brothers and sisters everywhere. It's not just us that gather here, but God is doing something bigger in us. In addition to the personal vision that he has for each one of us, and then he has a corporate vision for our local church or the place or the ministry or that he has for us, where he set us in place. But he also has a kingdom vision that right now is going on all around the world. And what he's doing in us is very, very prophetic. We're a prophetic ministry. It's about intercession. When we're feeling these emotions and gone through these trials and tribulations, if you understand intercession, you know that we're standing in the gap and standing in the place, sometimes going through that very thing. And as we overcome it, then you'll see the rippling effect. I want you to know, it's just not us, but people all around the world have gone through a real difficult 5 to 7 years. And people that follow God and that are on the forefront, that are actually pursuing God, the attack is much stronger, because this whole thing, even though it has natural consequences, it's a demonic attack of the enemy to come against the church of Jesus Christ and to come against the Lord and his purpose. There's a battle of good and evil that's going on. And we have to see that that's happening. And it's not just happening to us. It's happened to everybody. Sometimes you think, wow, how could I go through any more? What's going on with this? Does it only happen to me? No, it's happening all around the world. But there's a particular focus on people who are pursuing God right now, who are really going after God. They're the ones the enemy's after. You know, he's not after us on a personal basis. He's after the anointing and the call and the destiny that's on us as the bride of Christ. Sometimes our children go through some real difficult moments. We don't understand why, but there's a generational blessing on them and an anointing on them. And the enemy would like nothing more than to get them to quit. That's the only way that we can lose, is if we quit. If we continue to go on, God's on our side, who in the world can be against us? You know, we're going to succeed. We just got to continue to press in and go on. Work our way through the difficult moments of relationship and pain, sorrow, despair. All the things that we've seen, trauma. And the things that we're seeing around the world, it's important that we just keep on going on and pressing into the heart of God for that breakthrough moment. That was just a great time last night. And I tell you, like that MC, glory to God, she was sparkling out there. Woo, last night. That one, glory to God. And then she gets a word about dancing in it this morning. Hallelujah. I know we was dancing up here, and I felt like we're all just dancing in the rain. No matter what's happening, we're just going to be dancing in the rain. Praise God. Yeah. You know, I'm really looking forward to Winter Camp 2023. And I believe that the theme is so now. What we need in the body of Christ, and as I've traveled around here in the United States and Canada over the last 5 or 6 months, we need to be refreshed in the body of Christ, and we need to be revived. And if you notice on the posters that we made, the little things that they put together, they did a great job with the graphics, but they put revive big. We need to be revived. You know, we need to be refreshed, yes, but we need to be revived. Many of us were touched in the fires of revival. Our hearts were changed and transformed. We need to be revived today, the body of Christ. And then we need the fullness of restoration. The reconciliation and restoration and rebuilding from the foundation up of the Church of Jesus Christ. So I believe that it is a timely and prophetic moment. I believe it's going to be one of our most prophetic winter camps ever. I want you to, you know, come on out and be a part of it. Bring your friends. And we have some tremendous guests. And I've spoken to every one of them over the last little bit. And they are leaning on the heart of God. They are excited. If you have a chance to access any of them online or you'd like information, check our site so that you can press in when they're coming. We have some really wonderful prophetic guests that are on the way. Also on Wednesday night, the 11th, I believe, at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, I'm going to do a Zoom online Kingdom Finances in the Now, where I'm going to talk about strategies on how to prosper and to work our way through this present day economy. Because one of the things that's going to happen in the early part of this year is that we are going to be pressed economically as a nation and North America and other parts of the world. So we are going to have to get the plan, the purpose, the strategies of God. And we need the wisdom of God, but we also need the personal discipline to bring our finances into place and into order so that we can not just survive, but thrive in the middle of all of this. We can grow in the middle of this if we bring our lives into alignment with what God is trying to do. So I'm pressing into the heart of God about it, and we're going to have a Zoom call and a Zoom thing that'll be open to everybody. And I just want to talk about some strategies and ideas and concepts, what you can do to work your way through this, because it's really complicated, and you hear so much on the media, so much of the things that are going on. We need to hear from the heart of God, and we also need to have good, solid business practices in our own life and strategies and ideas that are going to help us work our way through this economic season. It's just a wonderful time, and let's just lift our hearts to the Lord. Father, we just thank you for this moment in time. We thank you for what you did in our midst this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our worship team that led us into your presence week in and week out. And Father, we thank you that the best is yet to come. This morning, by the power of your Spirit, give us ears to hear what the Spirit's saying to the church. Give us eyes that will behold your glory. And touch our hearts this morning, Holy Spirit, that not one of us would leave untouched, unchanged, not by the words of man, but by the power and the presence of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I talked to you a little before about lost keys, and I believe that there are at least four lost keys to revival and to kingdom reality. And I believe that's what God wants to do with us in this upcoming season. It's not just talk about the kingdom, but to step into a place of living the kingdom reality according to the blessing and the promise and the covenant that Christ gave us. But we need to step out in it and live it. We need to make those bold choices and decisions in our life to come into alignment with his word and his will in our moment in time. I believe that there are some keys that are going to help us to step into these new arenas where we're at. And I believe those keys are humility, honor, covenant, and the fear of the Lord. And I've shared once before a little bit about it, and I talked a little about humility before, and we talked about covenant before. But today I feel like I want to share about honor and honor's reward. You know, if I want honor's reward, I have to honor others, especially our mothers and fathers. And be a man of honor who gives proper respect to those people that God sends into my life. Whether they're a casual acquaintance, whether they're someone that's walking with us, whether they're someone near and dear to us, somebody significant in our life, we have to be people of honor and respect. And as we do, that's a foundation for any relationship, for communication of any type. And not just practice it here, but practice it in the restaurant, when we're dealing with those that serve us, when we meet people in the gas station, when we meet strangers. And maybe that stranger's in a completely different situation than we are, and maybe they're in a tough spot, a place in need. Maybe we don't even like what we see. We still have to respect and honor everyone. It's not about them, it's about us. This thing about honor is really much more about us than it is about the person involved or the people involved or the people groups or their relationship with us. It's really about us. Are we going to be men and women of honor? When the things get a little tough, it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, let love be without hypocrisy. Harbor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, that's not asking too much. It's asking us to be respectful and honorable to all people, particularly our brothers and sisters, and certainly those people who God sent into our life with specific purpose and plan, and of course, the authorities that are in our life. And it says, like love, we can't truly say, the Bible tells us that we can't say we love God if we don't love those around us. And it's the same way with honor. How can we say that we honor God if we don't honor those God brings into our lives with a purpose, with authority, with a plan? Those casual contacts that are in difficult circumstances and situations, the very weakest around us, they're the ones that God loves them exactly the same. His heart is for them. I know sometimes what we see, sometimes the things that are going on in our society, and one of the things that's going to happen in 2023, you're going to see an increase in violence and disorder in our society, chaos in our society. But I believe, like I said with that prophetic word last night, that the people are going to begin to rise up, and even politicians are going to rise up, and there's going to be a turnaround, and there's going to be a fresh new respect for law and order and for authority in our lives and for authority in our country. See, this has not just been in one area, this thing of honor and that and disrespect of authority, but it's working through the fiber of the entire nation. It comes from a moral decay and a breakdown of individuality and respect for one another, a breakdown in our morals and the way we treat one another. Now, we happen to be in Pensacola, Florida, and we're in a cotton-picking bubble, baby. If you don't know it, you're living in a bubble if you're in Pensacola. I mean, people honestly say, yes, sir, no, sir, can I help you with this? I mean, we also have our fair share of crime and violent crime. And some of the folks that are in the room tonight have suffered from that. And human trafficking, like Katie brings up, and drug addiction and things like that that we're dealing with, and the repercussions of that in our society with Jamie's mom's house. I mean, we have our share of situations, but we are in a bubble. This is a beautiful place that you can actually talk about the Lord, and people kind of have it. You know, if I walked into Philadelphia the way I walk in Pensacola, they think I'm going to pick their pocket. They think something must be wrong with me. I must want something. You say, good morning, sir. How are you? I mean, that just doesn't happen a lot of places. So we are blessed. We are really blessed to be in a place where we can exercise our personal discipline and bring our attitudes into alignment to begin to manifest respect and honor for people around us. But we can't say we honor God, and that honor has to start first and foremost with God in the first commandment and in the great commandment. Love God. Let's love God first. But we got to love his people. We got to love one another. We got to love our neighbors. We got to love those that have come against us. He's testing our love walk right now like never before. As he's bringing this remnant out, it's going to be the real church. But it's going to be tried and tested. And in many of those situations, we find ourselves as human beings. I find myself just tested and found unworthy in a situation. All of a sudden, I'll say something or do something or think something or feel something. We have to humble ourselves and come back continually to God. That's what the heart that was after God's heart that David had. Not just singing, but worshiping him with his heart. Humble himself before God. Admitting his weakness and shortcoming and changing things in his life. John Bevere says in his book, On Honor's Reward, we don't honor just to get a reward. We honor because it is the heart of God and it is our delight to honor God. Our delight. It should be delightful for us to honor God. True honor is an outflow from a heart that honors and fears God. What we say in private, we must be willing to say with a heart burning with love and honor before the face of our leaders. If not, we will poison our spirits, and it will manifest in the presence of our leaders. What you did this morning, that blessed Pastor Maeve and I, more than I can possibly explain. I happen to be prophetic. I hope I was prophetic enough to bring that book. Glory to God. Yeah, I happen to be prophetic, and most of you guys are prophetic, or you're part of the prophetic community, and you love the prophetic. Well, you got to know a couple of things about the prophetic, and one is that a prophet's never honored in their own nation, in their own land. And they're dishonored in a lot of circumstances and situations. And you have to learn prophetically to overcome rejection. And to overcome it with love and hope and go on. But it's very difficult sometimes. We all experience that. When you did that this morning, I want you to know that that affirmed me in so many different ways. Because in the midst of everything that's going on around me, whether I'm here at home, whether I'm at home in Canada, at home in one of our bases in Trinidad or somewhere else in the nations, there's always that attack. Wherever the prophetic goes, there's going to be an attack of dishonor. Wherever the prophetic goes, Jezebel will always show up. Witchcraft is always going to be your enemy, and Jezebel, number one. The same as Jezebel opposed Elijah, Jezebel will always oppose the prophetic. There's not a meeting that I go into that spirit will not try to manifest. What you did this morning affirmed me in a deep way inside myself. That's going to help me maneuver relationally with you and with others around me. If I'm feeling all of these thoughts and feelings and emotions, that has to show up somewhere in our relationship. So your honoring me and blessing me is going to open up a door for me to do the same back to you. And when those negative feelings come of rejection that almost every one of us have, no matter how loud you are, no matter what part of Philadelphia you come from, I'm going to tell you, we're all sensitive, man. We all got a little, them hillbillies got a little sensitive spot inside of them too. You know, you blow the horn and all, but so what you did this morning is not only benefited Pastor Maeve and I, but that was a benefit to you. That's going to bring unity and blend our hearts together in a fresh new way. What a way to start the new year. An amazing way, a prophetic way. I believe God's looking for a model all across the nations, all across this nation. And he's looking for a model of his remnant. He's going to do it at hubs, all different places that are apostolic by their nature, but that are in their love walk, that are reaching out beyond the walls of their building, that are doing the work of ministry, the present day ministry of Christ. And I believe that his hand is upon us for that to happen. And today was very significant, not just for Maeve and I, but actually for you as well. It says in Malachi, and we know that Malachi is a book that speaks about this season that we're in and about revival and about some of the things that are going to come and about the restoration of the hearts of the fathers to the sons. Here it says in Malachi 1:6, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. That's the Lord that's going to lead us into battle. See, before we can honor other men, we have to honor God. Our first place of honor is to continue to reverence and honor God in the fear of the Lord. When we talk about the fear of the Lord, it's not about being afraid. It's about reverencing him and honoring him with our words and our deeds and our thoughts and our worship and our finances. It's about manifesting that to him first and foremost. And, you know, it's not long after that that he talks about, you know, the tithes and offerings and how our generations have treated him. It's also in that passage area. He says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You know, we have to look at all the different ways. How have we really treated God? Have we actually given him our best? And I'm not talking about his finances. I'm talking about, are we giving him the best of who we are? With the best attitude that we can have? Are we using the gifts and talents and abilities that he gave us? One of the things that is on our heart here, and you can see it by what happens, is that we want to be inclusive and activate as many of you into the work of ministry here as we possibly can. We want to hear what God's doing in you. We want you to be a part of what's going on. And in that way, you'll be able to utilize your gift, your talent, your ability to touch and to do. And the more that we have people do that, the better it is. And the easier it is. But we're better together. But we have to open up the doors so people can come and feel welcome to help, to do. If I do it all, there's no place for someone else. I have to give place for someone else to use their gifts and talents. It's not easy. I know you may be called to one thing or another thing. Well, this is my moment. This is my place. Yeah. But you know what? God got a lot of places for you. He's got a lot of things for you to do. There is so much to do in the kingdom. And you can never fulfill all the needs that God's going to have for you. Hello? Just give him a little space and let some people around you. Let's not suck up all the air in the room. Let's give people a little space. Come on now. Glory to God. Hey, and you know what that's about? It's about honoring our mothers and fathers. You know what? Most of the people I've found that have difficult time honoring other people have had mother and father issues and also do not honor their mother and father and properly respect them. They mock them, talk down to them, and talk badly about them. I know there are moments that we need to open up when we're trying to get to healing. I'm not saying that. But I've found that most people who dishonor authority in their life and dishonor others on the street are people that don't have that basic honor first to God. Then one of the first things he talks about, honor your mother and father. I mean, that's like, I think, number 5 in the Big Ten, baby. And it comes with a great promise that your long life and all of that. You know, there's a wonderful promise that goes with it. But you got to know, if you're not doing it, there's another flip side to that. And we need to honor them. We need to honor them with what we say, what we do. Every opportunity we get. I want to tell you, my parents are long, long gone. And I, like everybody else, I had my moments, had my situations. There's nothing I wouldn't give to have my mother here and to be able to honor her today. And my father, honor them for not just for what they've done in my life, and not honor them for only the good things they've done. It says to honor them. Honor them. And then we need to embrace that fully. It's time right now for us to take this concept a little bit higher, and because it's really a lost culture. In our culture, the whole concept of honor has largely been lost. But it's powerfully important to releasing God's kingdom reality into all the aspects of our life. not just with our mothers and fathers, not just with God, but with one another, and in the workplace, and certainly in the church. Some of the things that are said behind people's backs, some of the things that are said publicly on the internet about other people, are honestly unchristlike. They are just not Christ-like. Before you push that button, remember what you're doing. Because those are loud words that you know, just vibrate out in the world. Don't say those things to bring dishonor to someone. Bring those things that are your feeling and your emotions. Bring them to God. Bring them to the Lord. He's the one that can help. He's the one that can heal. When we will receive and embrace the call to honor, we will align ourselves with God's value system and be positioned to receive everything that he has for us. Honor is about placing value on other people's lives, as well as adding value to their life. What we sow into them adds value to their life. But like what you did today, put value in my life. And it also displayed the value that you have for me. So I received that, and I'm encouraged by that. And exhorted by that. The Bible calls that provoking someone to good works. Hello? That's all of those things that happen in that moment are things that are going to continue to go on. And it's of everything that he gave me to talk about this morning. So, you know, God's trying to do this in us as a family. Yeah, he's trying to do it to the people online. Yeah, he wants to do it in Canada, MO, Canadians. He wants to do it to them guys in Philly. But guess what? He showed us prophetically that he wants us to stand in this. Amen? If you got ears to hear. If you actually want to be real with Jesus, we can do that here, eh? During his earthly ministry, Jesus healed the sick. He set the oppressed free and was a blessing to me. Was that one of my bloopers? Because I get them now. Pastor May, bring them bloopers up as soon as I get out of here, you know. You know what? He performed absolutely amazing miracles everywhere he went. Yet when he traveled to his own hometown, the Bible says that he could not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. It was because of their familiarity with him is what caused that unbelief. Familiarity will breed contempt. And it's the same thing that happened with the Israelites and Moses in the wilderness. They saw his humanity. Well, guess what? There are none of us in this room at all that don't have humanity. So we're going to have our weaknesses and our shortcomings. If you're looking for the dirt, you're going to find it. If you're looking for the gold, just dig a little bit more. You're going to find that. All right? Let's look for the right thing. That day, the people of Nazareth missed out on receiving everything that was possible because they did not recognize Jesus for who he really was. And we have to do that. If we're looking for the prophet's reward, then we have to honor the prophet in the name of the prophet. It's important that we begin this step inside of us and take it to every aspect of our life and to every relationship in our life. And as we do that broadly across the board, what we're doing, we're going to reap what we sow. So when we sow that honor, when we sow respect, we're going to receive that in the end. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to honor us, but it means in the end we're going to be honored by God. And that's the most important thing, is that he sees every seed we sow. And if someone doesn't respect and honor you, God's going to work on that situation in you. I'm not saying he ain't working on the other person. But hey, it's about you because you got honor coming because you sowed honor. Amen? Oh, it's so good to be alive in the Lord. You know, I'm going to share a little more here in these next few weeks before camp. As we're getting ready for this tremendous season. In fact, starting on the 2nd, I'm going to go on to a 21-day fast, and I would like to encourage you to fast. And I know some of you have health issues and work issues and other things like that. Choose something that's going to honor God with your fast. I don't want you just to fast either. I want you to fast and pray for the 21 days from the 2nd on for 21 days. So press into God. And we're going to talk about some foundational things that are so important. I feel like he's putting gems in the foundation that we've already laid. I want you to know that this house isn't built. We've only laid the foundation. He's putting gems in the foundation right now. Just starting to see the framing come up and the people are stepping in different places. You know, we're shifting and transitioning right now into a good place and a better place and a different place in everything that we're doing. And I think just last night and today are prophetic. I think everything we do is prophetic. So that we stepped into a new place, well, let's personally step into that new place. God uses godly authority in our lives also to expose the enemy in our life. And one of the biggest enemies in our life is pride. And I'm going to talk next week a little about pride and about how to correct it and how to receive correction from God and how to receive it in a positive way that initiates change in our life and keeps us from falling. Because we're all exposed to those emotions and feelings. So it's just a matter of how we're going to deal with them. But our dishonoring attitudes and opinions eventually destroy us. We need to be careful of everything that we do. Not like you're walking on eggshells. There's nothing worse than being involved relationally with someone that you have to constantly walk on eggshells around them. That they're so fragile that you know, you need to be able to live and to be people, be able to speak to one another and speak into situations and circumstances. To walk around like on eggs is not a way to live your life and not a way for us to live in relationship. We need to be able to truly relate from the foundation up, which comes from a place of respect. It's important that we see the moment and seize the moment that God has for us right now. I recently finished, again, I've read some of John Bevere, and I brought a couple of those quotes. But this book is by, it's called Reclaiming the Lost Diamond of Honor. And it just so happened that when I shared the other time about the lost keys, that was the lost thing. It's a lost concept in our society. It's discovering the unlimited potential of demonstrating honor and receiving the incredible reward. It's by a Dr. Michael Brown, but not the Dr. Michael Brown we know. This is Dr. Michael Brown. I think he's from Branson, Missouri. He's a powerful writer and man of God. He talked, too, about the book of Malachi, where we recognize as an end-time book, an end-time scripture, where he said he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. That's not just our natural sons and daughters, but it's also our spiritual relationships. He talks about in this book seven keys to understanding honor. It says honor is an action derived from the attitude of respect. Respect only becomes honor when action is put to it. Honor demonstrates respect. Honor demonstrates the value and esteem that we have for other people. Honor is not honor in the kingdom of God until it's demonstrated. Sometimes with a gift, not necessarily a physical gift, but it can be at different times. But with the gift of valuing that other individual, the gift of actually honoring them. Honor is given actually to bring value to the other person, but also to bring value to you. Honor is given, and then honor will be returned. Whether it's in the natural or in that particular situation, we have to remember that God will not be mocked, that as we sow, we're going to reap. We don't have to worry so much about it coming back. We got to be married about doing our part and sewing that in. There's some other things in here, a couple of other things that I felt were really important. Honor is lost when it is mixed with foolishness and treated lightly. It says in Ecclesiastes 10:1, dead flies cause the ointment to send forth a stinking savor. So doeth a little folly, him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Let's be careful how we are with our children and subordinates and people in our life that we're working with and dealing with. Let's be careful of the idle words that we say, jokes and coarse jesting. It can so easily be twisted and turned and open up a door to things like sexual sin, pornography, and other stuff. You know, when we're talking to our children, let's honor them as our children first and foremost. And let's be careful how we speak to them and how we demonstrate in front of them and what we make them accountable for as well, because we have a part to play, not just with our young children, but also with our adult children, to keep them in place and let them know, as their parent, this is our expectation of them. And it's important for us to continue that parental relationship that is so important to them, but it's actually important to us because we're actually demonstrating that we really believe. Sometimes it's very hard to do because we don't want to cause friction. We don't want to cause family problems. We don't want to do whatever. But, you know, sooner or later, in order to bring something positive and new, there has to come that confrontational moment that says, hey, look, that's just wrong. That's just not right. Let's move on. Hey, I'm your daddy. Don't treat me like that. Don't speak in front of me like that. Don't say those kinds of words. I see some young people say terrible things in front of their parents. Things that it's sad to hear and see. But that breakdown of morality that's in our society has penetrated the family unit and penetrated the church. So we have to bring correction inside of ourselves first, and we have to be willing to sit, repent, turn, move toward God, do the things that are really necessary, you know, to bring the blessing and put it in place. Let's be careful of those things that we do. We just be careful as well the relationships that we make with people. Because sometimes people are going through something and they'll be saying and doing all the wrong things, and we'll just go along with that. We'll listen to that. We'll allow that. And that's not really good. It's important that we hold the line on who we are and where we're at. And by that relationship, we can lose everything. You know, it says in 2 Chronicles 18:1, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. Because of his choice of an ally, of becoming an ally to a dishonorable man, he suffered tremendous consequences. He found himself surrounded by warriors in a battle that he shouldn't have even been in, with the intentions to kill him, thinking he was Ahab because he was hanging out with Ahab. I'll tell you, be careful of the relationships that you make, because there's a consequence. Now, in 2 Chronicles 18:31, fortunately, he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord rescued him. There are consequences, and there are blessings that come from honor. I want you to know that you blessed us this morning. It was a great first step. And let's let this... Someone had something about, I don't know whether it was tonight or not, about the ripple. And about that rippling out, let's let this, from this room, from this morning, from this day, let it ripple out into every one of our relationships, into our businesses, into our homes, into our families, into our discussions. Let this moment that God ordained for honor, let it play out its reward for you. Let's continue to bring honor. that person's acting up, still bless them. Things are going on. Be careful of the relationships you make. Be careful of the words that you say. Let's make honor one of the real cornerstones of what we're about. Those are foundational things that God really wants to put in place with us. If he's going to use us to carry the ball, he's got some work to do in us. Right? If he's going to use us in this season coming up, each one of us personally need to yield to him. Let's just open up our heart. Father, we thank you. We thank you that, and we honor you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. We honor you, that you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all praise. You are faithful and true. You're a good God. If there's anything that's in our hearts from things that have gone on, things we've done and said, times that we've spoken things that we shouldn't have, to people that we shouldn't have been talking to, right now is a good time. Just lift your heart to him. If there are situations where there's hurts and pains from parental relationships, this is a good time to forgive your parents, whether they're dead or alive. Right now, just lift them up right now. If there's anything that's going on, Father, here we are. Father, I plead the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over us, our minds, our bodies. And Father, we choose to serve you, to love you, to exalt you. And Father, we know there are times we have not displayed honor and love when we could have. We just lay them down before you and confess them to you, because you're faithful and true just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us of that unrighteousness. And Father, any other thing in our attitude, in our conversations, in our relationships, Father, any relationships that we're involved with that are going over the edge, Father, we lay them at your feet as a sacrifice to you. And as a demonstration of how we honor you. And yes, Lord, we're looking for honor's reward. We're believing in this house that you are going to move in power and presence in this place. That you're going to make this your dwelling place. That this is going to be a revival hub. That this is going to be a place where people come and drink from the well. God, we believe. And Father, we repent for what we've done. And we step into the new. And we forgive ourselves for what we've done. But we choose now to take a fresh new step in you in this new year, in this new season. Let the old be gone. And Father, let the new come on strong. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Let's not resist that perfect love of God through this message, nor restrain from giving it to others. Because the more we open our hearts to God, the closer we'll approach his heart and our glorious destiny. Our resources, such as the one you're listening to now, are made to help you develop a stronger Christian walk with a boldness and strength to advance the kingdom of God. If you were impacted by this message, visit our website at www.eagleworldwide.com for more powerful teachings. Eagle Worldwide has a heart to reach out and preach the life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ with the manifestation of God's love. If you've been blessed by Eagle Worldwide, please help us to reach many more who need the Lord by supporting our ministry through your prayers and financial gifts. Visit our website at www.eagleworldwide.com to donate now. God bless you.